Alim Siman Shinai and Sif Gimel. Chomish Chabura Sheshav Suba Tarakli Nevichulkul B'Mechitza. So they all are staying in the same building, a large building, and they divided it up into with partitions. See, Marbam Kulam Zeh Al Zeh, if they all traverse one through the other to get outside, Shein Pesah Basur Chachotzer El Hachitza, the only access is through the outermost room. All of them have to pass through that house, that room on the way out, and then the room before that, and the room before that, etc. So then, so only the 200 people have to contribute to the Erev, because we consider the outer ones as like a Beishar, which is happened before. Beishar doesn't have to contribute. Okay, they're staying at a place that people have a right to just walk through. That's not really a welcome, a normal dira. The Mishabur is going to grapple with why Shnayim Apinimi and not just the innermost one. Cholakherim Chashum Kebeishar Lehem, and the rest are Beishar. Yimhoya Lecholecha Pesa Pesuch Lechatz. Each one has its own access out to the Chatz by themselves. Oy She'ein Oyber Mazal Zeh. So they have some way that they do not need to traverse the outer rooms to get to the outside. So now what? So if they're all staying in one rig room, so that's called they're all together. So at what point do we say that this big room is, that this partitions that they're making are considered halachically significant, and they're in distinct sections, and therefore each one has to contribute independently to the Eruv? Or alternatively, they're all one big happy family under one big tent. So imagiyas the tikra, protect shlosha tvachim. If the partitions reach high enough that they're with love to the root, to the ceiling. The Habakalakh Khanabith Nyatas means we look at each one has their own room. I feel a hain shayuris, even though the partitions are made out of cloth, out of curtains. So now what? So you have separate sections, and now it depends. There are other people in the Chatzar besides the people in the Traklin. So how does that impact these individuals? If the Bnei Chatzar are not putting the Erev in the Traklin, rather than putting the Erev somewhere else in the Chatzar, then Tziyotzar Kolachas V'achas Mechaburis Shema Traklin Litan Erev. So then each group has to contribute to the Erev. I'm not so Erev is that Traklin, but if the Erev was placed in the Traklin, and Tziyotzar Litan Erev Klal. So they do not, the person whose home the Erev is placed does not need to contribute. So even though we're looking at this as the division, to some extent it's not a division, and therefore all of them are living in this place where the Erev was placed, so none of them have to contribute. Shekulam Dorim Abayezeh, Abayeshem Enichim Boi Ha'Erev, Ein Tzarek Litein Erev. V'chein, Im Ein Diyurim Acherim B'chatzer, all there are is these five families, these five groups in the truck, and there's nobody else in the chatzar. So Ein Tzrichim Eruv, there's no need for an Eruv at all. Okay. Chalku b'mechitzas she'ein nagas l'tikra. If, however, these positions do not reach within three tefachim of the roof, then a filu in b'nei chatzar. So for this purpose, that's not considered a distinct room. So they're all in one big room. So they can contribute collectively to the Erev. They do not need to contribute independently to the Erev. Hagah. Imiksasan osu mechitzas. Imiksasan loy osu. What about if some did and some didn't? So it seems there's five spaces for the five people. Let's say, for argument's sake, that one and two have high enough mechitzas, and three, four, and five, their mechitzas are not high enough, they're low. So, in that situation...
They're what, low?
Low, yeah, they're not high enough to be considered a mechitza for this purpose. Oizen she also hei mechulokim, oizen she also hei kemishutofen. So, we look at the ones who didn't make this mechitza, are considered one large unit. And those who did divide are considered distinct, separate units. Okay. V'hayu diyurin ba'aliyos mamish. Now, if there was a upper level in the Trachlin, there's people living there. So since those people are distinct and separate, the people in the aliyah and the traklin, so therefore the people in the first one, the traklin, also are affected and they have to contribute. Because we can't look at them as one unit.
What?
In a case where we have these five chiburas are sort of sharing the lower space of the traklin, but there's an upper space. Over there are distinct separate real rooms, and there's distinct separate groups or people living there. So those people upstairs, so you cannot construe this building under the one big tent is one big happy family, because that's clear that there are some people in this building which are distinct in a permanent way. So that is significant. So that fact that those people in the Trachlin are distinct in a permanent fashion will then trickle down to the people which are there in this temporary fashion, that they also are considered separate enough that they have to contribute to the Erev.
Who's there in a temporary fashion?
The case of the Sif was that there was five chiburis which were shoved to the Trachlin. Right, so they're not there on a kavodik basis. They're there for one Shabbos, two Shabbos, whatever it is, but they happen to be there. They're not saying that the scenario was that they live there on a regular basis. The truck is the whole building, including the aliyahs. These people were Shabbos in the first floor.
Were Shabbos in the first floor left.
Right. Okay. Now, Alamishi Yeshla Milamad or Serbaba base, the person is maintaining a teacher for his children or a scribe. They're learning together by the Rebbe, the Rav of the city, and each person is assigned a room in the Rav's house. So they are considered part of the house of the Balabayas, and they're not considered distinct because they're really there for the purpose of the Baal Bais, and they're eating on the Shulchan of the Baal Bais, and they're not distinct. That's a totally different discussion than what we've been talking about over here. Okay. Zog to Mishapura. Yurkes. Kreshavsu B'Traklin, Ratzalemer Shadi Rosan. The Trachlin, that they're living here in the Trachlin. So the only people who have to give to the Erev are the two innermost ones. Both of the outer ones are considered like because the only access is through them, they're like a Beishar for the inner ones. The two inner ones
Excuse me. Both have to contribute. So what's shot in that? The sheni who gam came beis shar l'rishon. The sheni is the same way we're saying the shlishi doesn't have to contribute because he's the beis shar for the rishon. We should argue the same thing is true by the. If we number them from innermost going outwards, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so the innermost one is called rishon, and the one in front, immediately in front of that is called the sheni. For this purpose of the conversation. Well, if it's the number two is not a considered beis shar. The beis shar, the yachid, hanu shirak yachid over derech alav. Only one person is coming through. Lo mikir beis shar because the moment sibzayin. That's not going to be mavatel the shame dira because there's one person walking through. You have multiple people walking through. That is mavatel the shame dira. Well, Cain, kolach be'echad mehen chay be'eriv. So both the first and second person were required to contribute to the eriv. My wife is a mechitzah with Shemene Megis a Tikra. He made mechitzah Megis a Tikra. Number Shem Shnayim Kibai Sechon. Ben Tikra Mitzin Rak Eruv Echa Ben Shnayim. Yeshiv Ham Oid Dior Mechotzer. Okay. But if each one had his own door, that they do not need to transverse one to the other. It opens directly out into the chatzur. The Rambam adds basically the case where it might go into a holding or a collecting place. Right? All of the houses open up into this inner space, and then from there they go outside to the chatzur. But either way, they're combined. So he says, "Mekom Akim." He has his own doorway out. The first example was the way they were not transversing through each other's rooms was because there was only one. There was more than one access point to the chatzur. Comes from the Ramah adds, I have a situation where they're not open to the chatzur. Ella shari pesukim kol echad b'nei'atzur and lebeis shar shari neged kol echadorim. There was a case where they didn't open directly to the chatzur, but they all opened up into this lobby. From there they got to the chatzur. She didn't let him a kima. She called him yotzim lechatzur. There pesach echod. The hanu pesach shal b'nei beis hashar. So about the same case, they're all going out through this one door. That itself should combine them and say they can be mitzar from the eruv. We don't need to focus on that. Since they're not walking through, that's fine. Even though they have to gather together before they go outside. The we're saying over here that because they have their own distinct, at this point, they cannot combine. They are distinct. They all have to contribute. As opposed to them being mitzuruf, considered one, and only one person contributes, all of them have to contribute because they are distinct and separate from each other. Yeah? We could argue since they're all using the same collection point. So they're still like one unit, and they can only one person has to be mishtatif, etc. We don't look at that. The fees of about them shalono shadorim kama shkenim abayis. Kolakod the chadorim yukharim. Each one has his own rooms, so they're living in one big building. Even though there's this collection point where they all gather into before they go outside, that doesn't change the din that each one has to contribute separately. So now, if the mechitza of the city Erev got damaged, and they have not made their own Erubi Chatzeris, they can't carry in the building without Erubi Chatzeris. So Surim, they cannot carry from one apartment to the next or into the hallway. Unless the owner maintains some usage in the cheder like we had before to store things there. In that situation, the Balabayas maintains his, even the Gabi Erev and his dinner being the Balabayas, because he has items in all these apartments and he has access whenever he wants. Then there's his guests, and therefore there's no need for an Erev. Or they don't, you contribute to the Erev. Then you tell them, Mechad Labayas, I'm the Kamamas Ibzayan. So until now, he's talking about carrying out to the chotzer. Now he's saying, we're saying that there's this communal place which they're sharing. It's not the chotzer, but it's like this opening. Big opening inside where all of the rooms out, empty out, and so you're allowed to carry from there from the rooms into that place. So that's, he's going to say no. I'm not sure what he's clearly bevorning of pshat. I'm not sure. So the partitions reach within three tefachim of the roof of the ceiling. So that makes it as if it's all the way enclosed, all the way up. The definition of a mechitza is that it's not blowing it around. So Tamar Kesor, they partitioned it, even if they use cloth or curtains, etc., that they're tied tightly, so they're not going to be flapping around. Fine. So in a case where they have the separate mechitzas, each room is its own room. So if the Erev is being placed in the building, in this building, so they don't need to. They don't. In that situation, they do not need to contribute. But in case it's placed elsewhere, then they have, each one has to contribute. Torakolach la'achas kibud asri hanach the urine shemachotzer imlo ervo. Since there are other members in the chotzer, and those people do ask if they don't contribute to the Erev. So once we maintain that halacha, we do it the gabi them also. Asina mehanach shabatraklin, kima shemachitzes sheben chumcholokus, avshem mechitzes kruos. Okay. What's it going on? Okay. So this is all time. If you put the air in somewhere else other than in the Trachlin, then each separate dweller of each separate room, or of the multiple dwellers, but one, the person represents that he's the primary person of the dwelling there. Each one has to contribute to the air which is being made in the chutz. But in a case where they're placing the Erev in the Trachlin, they don't need to contribute. Ain't Tzrichim. Mar Mechitzas Aroi Keim, Mechitzas Oirius. We're talking about the case over here was that the Mechitzas were temporary. The Yilu Mechukub and Mechitzas Gemuras, Kigarin Shal Nasar Mechazam, they actually built it up into separate rooms. So the fact that they're in one building doesn't change anything, that each room is distinct and separate. If the Erev is placed in room number one, it doesn't affect other rooms. But over here, since it's a temporary Mechitza, as much as we're giving it the chumrah, we're going to say that the fact that it's temporary, we look at it as one big room. Zil b'chilkul mechitzas gemuras kiyon shal nesar mechadayim v'vare ein nafkemina bein eru bo etzlon. There's no nafkemina where the eru is placed. Everybody has to contribute. Bein yeshurim mecherim b'chotzer lo ein diurim kul tzrichem litzen chelik b'eru. You always have, if that is clear and distinct, so you have to give it, each person has to can't rely on this swore of them being one unit. Chof Vov. What's going on? Shekulam Darim Vaiza. The air is placed within one of these compartments. It's like if they all are joining in the air together. The tikra machaber on the bayis echad kima shatata v'hei mechitzas gemuros. The ceiling makes it like one. It's all together one unit. Okay. Did I skip? No. Chavzayim, Mechitzas Shein Noyeg Zotikra, Afilu Hei Mechitzas Kavuas, Shavzayim Avonim, Afilu Kavuas, Yersim Yasorim, but they don't reach up to all the way to the roof, they become insignificant. Even though it's the opposite, they're Mechitzas Kavuas. It doesn't help. Because the building is not truly distinct. So then over there, it's like one big house, one big happy family. Let's say in a case where you made a chitzis in the upper area, right? What's it going on? No. Chavtes. So some made mechitzas and some didn't. You judge each one separately. Mechitzas are magias the tikra. Mechitzas means they reached the roof. So the ones which made mechitzas are distinct, and each one has to contribute. The ones which are together, they function as one unit. Hemkim shutov and pirs those kulam noisim erev echad. The shutvim, they all get one erev together. Let's say they're aliyas mamish. The same didn't apply. If there were clearly distinct, separate apartments, then he decides that he wants to join with others. I didn't say that right. If there is aliyas mamish, so then they're distinct and separate. So it's the same. Those are kavua, the usages. So then we affect everybody in the building as well. Says they do reach the Matikra. Okay. So the situation where there are people in the Elias, then they have to contribute. I feel no somebody achotza the Arab and the Traklin, everybody in the Khabur has to contribute. I feel Kashain, the Urim Akhir and Bakhatim, there's no other people in the Khatzer, Shikham Lasis or Bakhatseris. Because of the people in the Aliyah.
Everybody
has to contribute. Because there are people living in Aliyah, and they're not part of this, so then everything is considered distinct. Everybody has to give. Okay, then he said a person has somebody who's teaching his children, or a malamed, a scribe. Pirish, so he said, they become like his shutrin in this. No, it's going to remove. If some made mechitzas, some mechitzas were too short, so they're considered one unit. The other ones, each one which is high, is considered its own personal separate unit. So the people which didn't make mechitzas, so they're like one big group. And therefore, everybody would have to contribute independently to the Erev. But if there was okay, right. This person living in the house, he's using the balabais, his properties, food, utensils, items, etc. That's part of his rishus. Bafio bishul ubachal dover. So chashivi kula ki ilu oichem yishenim b'makim echad. So they become one unit. Balapi sheyesh lehem pesach l'sara chotzer. You know, they have their own access. Nikroim al shem balabais. Become like a tuffle to him. Right? The Ein Mashal and Rishus Lesser Love. He's allowing them to be there, not to the point they should make him usher. Mechazev Kishaya Shol Lehem. It was lent to them. Amahoyim Mokam Echadorim Kanui, if they owned it. Or Muskul Lehem, or it was rented to them. Even if they were just lent to them, they weren't rented or sold, but it was rented. It was lent in such a way that they have their own hishtamshus. You need both swords to make it mutter.
Then he said, if they have the talmidim, even if they have their own access out to the chotzer, it doesn't make a difference. So he's the balabai contributed, but he didn't contribute. And his own access, yeah, but the mice, he's living off the balabais. So, but the habina is that in that case there would be a problem. Fine, so there's no effect. Let's hold it here.